This morning we'll be looking at the parable of the marriage feast out of Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again in a parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He sent out his slaves to call upon those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again he sent out other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatted livestock are all butchered. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went their own way, one to his own farm, another to his business. The rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. He said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were unworthy. Go therefore to the main highways, as many as you will find there, invite them to the wedding feast.' And those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they had found, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw there was a man not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, 'Friend, How did you come in here without wedding clothes?' And he was speechless. And the king said to his servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and cast him into the outer darkness, in the place where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" We know when Jesus spoke in parables, these are earthly stories with heavenly meanings. The kingdom here mentioned is a kingdom that's not made with human hands. The king, the highest authority in the land, is God. God sent out his servants, his messengers of old, and we see that as the prophets. They invited those to come, but they were unworthy. They made excuses. In other words, they chose their own affairs over the king's invitation. Some did not listen. We're told God's people did not listen or heed his call. Some killed his servants. His messengers were killed. And when a king would send out his messengers to proclaim a message and servants were killed, this is a great disgrace to a king. We see in Stephen's defense in Acts chapter 7, verse 52, he says, "Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had preciously announced the coming of the righteous one, and you have now become betrayers and murderers of him." You see, even in Jesus' day, they did not listen to the message, and yet they killed not just another messenger, but the messenger. They killed the king's son and put him to death on a cross. In verse 7, when the king heard what they had done to his servants, he sent out his armies and destroyed the treasonous people. We know that God sent his armies into Israel and allowed them to be killed, taken captive, and even occupied by foreign invaders. In verse 8, those who were invited, the king deemed unworthy. In verse 9, he sent out his servants again and opened up the invitation to all people. Paul writes in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for its power of God for salvation, to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." You see, the king fulfilled his ancient promise to bring salvation to the children of Abraham first, but they rejected the message, so the message was given to those who would accept it, those who were once excluded from the promise. And we see in Ephesians 2:13, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." All the people were gathered for the wedding feast, and the hall was filled, and the king entered and observed a man not dressed in proper wedding clothes. He questioned the man, and the man was speechless. The man had no excuse. And he ordered the man to be removed and cast him into the outer darkness. Now, many may think, what's the big deal? It's only clothes. This was seen as a sign of disgrace by the king, that a man should be there not dressed properly. And we too will need to be dressed properly come that day of judgment. And we see in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, "For all of you, for all are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free man, there is neither male or female, for you are all in one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring and heirs according to the promise." We need to be clothed properly come that day of judgment. Unfortunately, there will be those come the day of judgment that will feel and believe that they belong at the wedding feast, but many will not be dressed in proper clothing. They have not clothed themselves in Christ, and unfortunately, they will be cast out. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today, not for the wedding feast, but maybe a rehearsal dinner. For the king has invited us, but the bridegroom is not here yet, but he is coming. And we need to make ourselves ready. We patiently, eagerly wait for his return. The table is ready. And as we wait for him to return, we need to make sure we will be ready, that we are watching for him to come. As we partake of these emblems which represent his body and his blood, do we consider ourselves so fortunate that we were once excluded from the promise, that we have been brought near by the blood of Christ? Do we consider ourselves fortunate and blessed that we can clothe ourselves with Christ, that when the king does come, he will find us dressed in proper clothing? As we partake of these emblems, do we think about the precious sacrifice that the Son of God made for us on the cross? And as the last verse there of the parable said, "Many have been called, but few have been chosen." And I hope he finds us ready and watching. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this day you blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, so much for just the indescribable sacrifice, Lord, that your Son gave up his only precious, sinless life, Lord, for us on that cross, Lord, that we could have salvation, that we could have forgiveness of sins, Lord, and we just ask you just to please be with us this day. For we know that we have been brought here today, Lord, to remember your Son's sacrifice, and just please help us, not just today, Lord, but each and every day, that you will find us waiting and watching, Lord, and waiting for his return. And just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. And we just thank you, God, so much for each and everything you do for us. We love you so much. And most of all, Lord, we thank you, God, so much for your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.